Last week, we talked about Christ being the Word of God. Not only we need to exercise our spirit, but we also need to take in the Word, because the Word is God, is the Spirit today. The embodiment of the Spirit is the Word. It's just like God is God is Spirit, and God was mysterious. He is intangible. You cannot see him, touch him. However, he is also the Word. And the Word, in the eternity past, he was the Word. The Word was the explanation, the expression, and the definition of God. So the Word was the expression of God. But in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, we saw that all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in the Lord bodily. So this is as John chapter 1, verse 14 says, the Word became flesh. So the Word is embodied. He was in eternity past, he was the Word. All the fullness was pleased to dwell. That is Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. But now, in chapter 2, verse 9, this Word has been embodied. And he is the fullness of the Godhead embodied in the Word. So we must take in the Word to enjoy the Spirit. The Spirit is the Word. The Word is the Spirit. That's what the Lord told us in John chapter 6, verse 63. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Amen. So in the Bible, in many places, it shows, for instance, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, says men do not live by food alone, but by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we praise the Lord that we can eat the Word and that we can live. And the Bible, for instance, John chapter 6, verse 35 says, I am the bread of life. Let me read it. It's better to read the Bible rather than try to recite. He said, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes into me shall by no means ever thirst. So here is the bread of life. Moses gave the children of Israel manna. The Lord through Moses gave the children of Israel manna. But that is just a figure. That is really only a shadow. The real bread of life is the Lord Jesus himself. So we need to eat this bread of life. And in the same chapter, verse 57, it says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. And the bread of life is for us to eat. And here he says, if you eat me, you also live because of me, just like I live because of the Father. So here is the matter of eating. And in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, Jeremiah said that thy words were found and I did eat them. And so it is a matter of eating the Word. This is how people live. We cannot live without the Word of God. But the question is, how do you eat the Word? How do you eat the Word, right? To eat the Word, you first of all must have a hunger. You have to be hungry after the Word. Then you can eat the Word. The Lord Jesus... He has created a hunger within us. And That is why so many people follow the Lord in John chapter 6, because they saw him feeding the 5,000. And after they fed the he fed the 5,000 people, probably over 10,000 people, followed the Lord because they thought he could feed them again. But the Lord was talking about not his flesh, but feeding on his word. He said in John, in same chapter, chapter 6 of John, and verse 63, he says, "It is the spirit that gives life, and the flesh profits nothing." You know, we have in Chinese novels, there is something called the West Journey to the West, Xiyouji. And that was supposed to have a monk that called Xuanzang. And if the story goes that if all the demons and the all the spirits, if they can eat the meat of Xuanzang's meat, then they will live forever. But here the Lord says, it's not my meat that would cause you to live. Flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. And what is the spirit? Who is the spirit? He said, my words, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. So to eat the Lord is not eating his flesh, his blood, his meat. It is really eating his word. Okay. So the question is, how do you eat the word? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. All scripture is God-breathed. So how you eat the word, you must take the word and breathe the word, right? Also in John chapter 5, verse 39, the Lord says to the Pharisees that you search the scriptures in which you think you may have eternal life, but you wouldn't come to me that you may have life. In other words, you can search the scriptures, but the scripture is what's convey me. I am the life. You have to eat me, then you will have life. It's not just the word, it is the life. It is the Lord Jesus himself. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, Paul says, it is the spirit that gives life, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. I'm sorry, it says, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. So it is not just the letter of the word. If you just study the letter of the word, it will kill you, because it is on the same principle as the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You just get some knowledge, you don't get life. It will kill you. But it's the spirit that gives life. It is the spirit in the word, hallelujah, is life, right? Because the Lord Jesus died on the cross, and in resurrection he became life. Okay, now, how do we eat the word? This is really our biggest question. Well, we praise the Lord for Paul in Ephesians chapter 6. Paul gives us a way to how do we take the word. It says chapter 6 verse 18. You know, chapter 6 talking about the whole armor of God. We're supposed to put on the whole armor of God. And the whole armor of God really is Christ himself, right? Christ is Lord Jesus. The Christ is our whole armor of God. He is the truth to gird our waist, and he is the righteous, the breastplate of righteousness, and so on. So in Revelation, you have the bride living out the righteousnesses of the saints, right? The righteousnesses, that's Christ living out from them. And what Christ lived out from them is the righteousness, is their garment. And their garment is also their wedding garment. And as well as the same wedding garment is the garment that they become the army with Christ, right? So, so we must eat the Lord and allow him to live out from us so we can eat him. We can defeat the enemy. So verse 18 says, by means, verse 17 says, receive, right? Receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. So how do you receive it? You receive the helmet of salvation. We must receive our we need the salvation to our mind. Our mind is very corrupted by the worldly concept, worldly philosophy. You read newspaper, magazine, all these things. We call the spiritual food. All these food, actually, they are not spiritual food. They are psychological food. The psychological food will change our mind and turn our mind. So, a lot of our young people, they went through the education system in these days, in the modern days, and their mind is, their concept is so different from us. That's why they call generation gaps, because we live into different generations. However, the word of God will save us from all that, right? It is a salvation. Helmet of salvation. How do we receive the helmet of salvation? It is also received by prayer. Because next verse says, by means of all prayer. By means of all prayer. So the way we receive the helmet of salvation and receive the sword of the Spirit, and the Spirit, which is the Word of God, we receive that Spirit. We receive that Word of God, which is the Spirit, through by means of all prayer. This is how the Bible shows us how do we receive it. Okay, receiving is really eating. If I receive a piece of bread and put in my mouth and swallow it and chew on it and swallow it, this is receiving. And that piece of bread, whatever the nutrients that's in that piece of bread will become my supply, actually become my constitution. So this is how we receive our food. That's physical. But spiritually speaking, how do we receive the word of God? We receive by prayer, right? So praise the Lord. The Lord has shown us we can just receive the word of God by prayer, praying at every time in spirit. It is really Paul's, this is a wonderful verse Paul says here. Every time you pray, you may start in the mind, right? We could get the letters that will kill us. But by praying, the more we pray, the more we pray ourselves into our spirit. And in our spirit, we can take the word, and the word will feed us, become our nutrition. That is why some of us, we need to take in the word and digest it, and it becomes milk of the word in us that we can feed the new believers. Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, as newborn babies, right? Newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word. And where does the milk of the word, some words are milk, some words are not milk, the solid food, but some words are milk of the word. But still, you know how milk is produced a mother was feed her children with the milk of her, and she has to take in food into her and digest in her, and they will come out as something suitable for babies. Babies cannot take solid food. But we cannot just give them, say, okay, here are the verses, you just eat them. But we need to also digest the verses and coming out from us. But we have to be careful that we do not kill the babies with solid food. Okay. Well, that is how we, the Lord wants us to feed. The feeding the word is to pray, receive the word of God through prayer. Okay. We all know that in John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And verse 3, it says, all things were created through him, right? And verse 4 says, in him is light. In whom is light? And the life was the light of men. In him is light. Life. In him was life, and this life was the light of men. And in Psalms 119, Psalms 119 also says, that the opening, or not the opening, but the entry of your word is light, right? And the light is in the word. So when we pray read the word, there will be some phrase or some word, one or two words in the verse will become shining, will be a light to us. And that light, we take that light and we pray about it. And this is how we could receive this word, by eating this. This is what we call eating the word. So we need to pray over the word. Many FTTA trainees, they have recently to join FTTA online courses, at least three courses. And there's a lot of reading, and their time to also, they had to consult with one another. In all the readings, they asked me, how do they read the ministry material? I told them my experience. Whenever I read something, after two or three pages, I will stop and I will rethink. What are the points in these passages? And what touches me, I will pray about these points back to the Lord. As I pray, these points becomes food to me. It will digest. I will be my constitution. So this is how we should take the word. The word is by prayer. By prayer, we exercise our spirit. And we touch the spirit in the word. If we touch the spirit in the word, then the spirit will become our constitution. Actually, the spirit is the Lord himself indwelling us today. So the spirit and the Lord is the same. The word of God, the eternal word, had become flesh. And this flesh in death and resurrection has become the spirit. And today we receive the spirit, of course, also by our spirit. How do we exercise our spirit? It is by praying. Before I came to Eldon Hall in Los Angeles, 1963, I believe when I came, I came in June 63. But in 66, there's, right, Brother Caleb, there was already a prayer reading. There has this practice from one of the little villages, churches in Taiwan, where they just take the word and pray read directly, and they really enjoy the word that way. And so it spread it. And this practice is spread to the U.S. And we picked up this prayer reading. And later on, we found out that you can pray read the word as a breathing. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, every word is God breathed. So how do you breathe? How do you breathe the word of God? By breathing the word in, right? And as just as our physical breathing, when we breathe from our nostrils directly into our lungs. It bypasses our brain. And it is the oxygen absorbed in our lungs are carried to the heart, and the heart pumps it, and then it comes to our brain or the rest of our body. This is how our body works, right? In the same way, the spiritual breath is the word. The word is the spiritual breath. And we need to learn to breathe the word, bypass our thinking. We just learn every morning when we come to the word, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. You are the word and you are the breath of life. I can breathe you in, Lord Jesus. That's why we have this this way of prayer reading called 指导之读. It's called direct prayer read and direct breathing, right? We just take the word and we just repeat it and exercise our spirit by saying, oh Lord Jesus, amen, hallelujah, and we enjoy the spirit. For instance, John chapter 1 verse 1, you pray read, you say, in the beginning, amen. You say, in, amen, in, amen, in. Well, it does not mean much to your brain, to your mind. In, what do you mean? In, right? But in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning, amen, hallelujah, the beginning, amen, the beginning. You actually breathing the word of God. The essence of that word is the spirit. You breathing that spirit, it bypasses your mind, because you look at the in the beginning, those three words, you don't understand that much. You don't need to understand, because it is the breath of God. You just breathe it in. And the breath of God, of course, within the air, within the breath we breathe, is the water, right? There's a moisture in the air. So this kind of breathing prayer reading, direct prayer reading also is how we drink the water, drinking the water. And the water, of course, the water in the water is also the food. So breathing in the air, we could also get some water and get some food. However, of course, we know that the Lord's burden is not just to feed our spirit. The Lord wants to spread from our spirit to our soul. And our soul is composed of the mind, emotion, and will. And so in order to do that, the Lord also tells us to receive the word of God by means of all prayer. By praying by breathing the word, the nutrients of the word come into us. God himself is the nutrient, but God is also light. So when he comes in, there is some shining within us. If the word comes into us, there will be some shining. And with the shining, we follow that shining and we pray. We pray to the Lord. We confess our sins. We confess our shortcomings, our problems, our hindrance to the word. Many times the shining is shining on our hindrances, our natural ability, and so on. For instance, one time Brother Lee also showed us how to pray read that verse. In the beginning was the word. Oh, Lord Jesus, in the beginning. And he said, when you are breathing the word in the beginning, and maybe your spirit, the Lord will anoint something in your spirit, and some light shines. Lord Jesus, you are my beginning. Oh, Lord Jesus, be my beginning today. Lord, without you, I have no beginning. Without you, I have no source. I don't want to have any beginning. Lord, today you must be my beginning, right? If Lord Jesus. So this is how Brother Lee showed us how to pray, read. You take the word and the Lord's shining in you, and you find out, Lord, you must be my beginning. And the Lord may shine, continue to shine. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, when I got married, you were not my beginning. Even when I pursued my sister, my girlfriend at the time, that was not your beginning. You were not beginning. I just had my own natural feeling. Lord Jesus, forgive me. See, all this becomes a confession and digging out of our soul life for the light to shine into us. So the Lord will become really beginning in everything we do. This Saturday, we'll have a gospel meeting. Lord Jesus, may you be the beginning of this gospel preaching. Not just us preaching the gospel, you must be that beginning, right? This is our prayer. This is called prayer reading. And by this way, the word comes into me. The word can spread, not just in my spirit, but also spread out from my spirit, touching my mind, touching my emotion, touching my will, and touching my intention, all my motives, and everything in my heart that is not one with the Lord. A lot of times when I want to preach the gospel, and when I preach the gospel, I say, okay, I will do it. Lord, you just go back to your throne. I will preach the gospel for you. I will save the sinners for you. And the Lord is not happy with that, because the Lord wants to preach the gospel in me. So when I pray, read the word will shine. This is not me. This is not my beginning. So we will, the beginning, the word beginning will then become the light in me, and it will develop. It will cause me to pray a lot more. And this is called prayer reading. This prayer reading is, I call it digestive prayer reading. You eat the word and you assimilate the word. So you have two ways of prayer reading. You can call on the Lord directly, 指导指读, oh Lord Jesus, thank you. You are in the beginning, amen. In the beginning, amen. In the beginning, amen. In the beginning, amen. In the beginning, hallelujah, beginning, amen. Then the Lord shines in you and say, Lord, I want you to be my beginning. Beginning of today, beginning of my gospel, beginning of my work, beginning of my Bible study, beginning of everything. Lord, be my beginning. And I need to also confess, Lord, yesterday I started Bible study. I studied in my brain. Lord Jesus, not your beginning, right? Our work on campus, Hank is working on Cal State LA. May the Lord be your beginning. But it must come out from your prayer reading, not from what I said. Oh, Lord Jesus, the prayer reading of the word will really nourish us, and that will saturate our whole being. And that will renew our mind so that we can put on the new man, right? This is how we do it. So it is doing through the prayer reading of the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all pray read and take the word and pray read. Amen. Listen. This prayer reading and calling on the name of the Lord was only given and practiced in the Lord's recovery. Nowhere else they do that, right? If you go to denominations, they will laugh at you. Praise the Lord. But we tasted the real prayer reading, so we enjoyed it. Amen. This is our church life. Let us grow. Amen.